Nationals facing the red-hot Braves, who've won five straight games. The reigning Cy Young winner on the mound. We pick it up bottom one. Max Scherzer facing Dansby Swanson.
And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Check swing on a low slider. Did he go? He did. Manny Gonzalez, first base umpire, rings up the strikeout. Good, interesting good facts. Things. Swung on, missed. Got the fastball past him away in that strikeout number two for Scherzer. Slider, swing and a miss, strike three. So two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 second for Max Scherzer. He now has three Ks in the game.
And the next pitch on the way, breaking ball, line shot softly through the hole in the right field. So a double and a wild pitch puts Wieters in position to score. Defoe brings him home, and it's 1-0 Washington. Ground ball up the middle through and in the center field. Just past a diving Swanson on his way to the plate is Defoe. The throw will come into second. So Eaton comes through with a single. It's an RBI knock, and it's now 2-0 Washington.
Swing and a miss at a slider in the dirt. Or did he foul tip that ball?
No, swing and a miss. He stepped on home plate for the putout.
And that will end the game. So the Braves winning streak comes to an end. Well, the game, folks, is not over. You're coming back for the postgame show, and we don't have one for you because belatedly they ruled a pitch that Chase Darno missed by about a foot to be a foul tip.
Yep.
Umpires got together. Ron Washington was urging them to consider the fact that that was a foul tip that got into the dirt, and they got together and decided that Ron Washington was right.
And Ron Washington just got his law degree.
So Chase Darno is back in the batter's box with a count of 1-2 and the bases loaded. Relievers had to go back to their bullpens. The pitch swung on and missed. He struck him out.
And Matt Wieters turned around with the ball in the glove and say, see, I got it this time.
Even after they were given a huge gift in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Braves were unable to capitalize on their second opportunity and fell to the Nationals 3-1 on Tuesday night. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker on that loss.
Fulte gives you a chance. I mean, he's really good. He's really quick to the plate, and he gives catchers a chance when guys want to go. I think they run on him, and then before they know it, he's got his hands on the ball, and that's when he shut the one down. I thought he hung in there really well and took a big step in the right direction. That's good. He went, could go seven innings and thought he's, really good tonight. I thought that he regrouped and stopped it, and that's a good sign right there because the stuff was really good. Whether he fouled the ball off, I mean, he looked like he missed it by about 8 inches.
Yeah.
I mean, and they called the foul tip. That was good for us. We got another pitch, had an opportunity to win the game. So
Mike Foltynewicz certainly deserved a better fate as he was locked up with reigning Cy Young winner Max Scherzer. Foltynewicz turned in seven solid innings of work, but it was not enough as his team fell by a 3-1 final.
That's it's going up there against a tough lineup from the get-go, and I thought all my pitches early and late were around its own, maybe effectively wild, might be the word for it, but fastball felt great early, and it felt great there at the end. We just, as I got a stretch, I got a little sped up there and cut a lot of balls off there. But other than that, got guys out. Defense played spectacular for me behind there. I think only three punch outs, so they played their butts off for me behind there. But, I gave it all I got till they came and got me. So
you walk away from this one pretty pleased that one inning, could have gotten away from you and you made pitches when you needed to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of my pitches at that time were up, especially with that the leadoff changeup just floating right there. I think I got a little fast, like I said, and then just try to speed things up and try to slow things down like I have been. But that was just one hiccup there, and I'm glad, like you said, escape with two runs.
You threw some good changeups there too. Is that coming along?
Absolutely. I think it's a great pitch, and I just got to keep trusting it and throwing it as much as I can. And I think it's another pitch to keep them hitters off, that 94, 96, and I think it's going to be a great pitch. I just, like I said, just got to trust it and throw it.
Scherzer's pretty good, too.
it's like I think I found out I was going against him a couple of days ago. It's always going to, just like you said, Max Scherzer. So the guys battled in the day. We just, some tough luck, defensively and offensively, but nothing to worry about. We'll go get him tomorrow.
You guys did get a couple caught stealings there. How'd that kind of help you?
Yeah, I forgot. Thank you for bringing me that up. It's, a couple of good luck things happened right there. They just got caught off base, and Kurt knew it, threw it and throw it. And like I said, those were very lucky moments there. And know, that's baseball. You know, you take some, you lose some, and now it's on my side right there.
When you look at the changeup, you threw Wieters and then also to Eaton there. The Eaton one's on the outside black. Anything you would like to do different with Wieters?
Wieters just, I tried to throw it right there and know where he hit it instead of, you know, that's where I left it. But, you know, Eaton, I've faced him, you know, multiple times in the later part of the year and this year with spring training. So, you know, it's the guy that's kind of, you know, he's a little scrappy, a little annoying. He's going to put the bat on the ball. So, you know, it's just, you know, tip your cap to both of them guys, and you know, just make better pitches next time.
Even though it went in the books as just one strikeout, you can make a pretty strong case that Chase Darnell struck out twice in the same at bat. He talked about the very odd sequence at the end of the Braves 3-1 loss to the Nationals on Tuesday night.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. You'll tip a ball and not feel it, but I didn't feel it. I thought that the game was over, and then next thing you know, I'm back up there. 'Twas bizarre. That's a great word to use. Yeah, I wish that the outcome was different, but unfortunately it wasn't. But, you know, we'll get them next time. It didn't seem like there was a replay or anything like that. It seemed like they were slapping hands. The next thing you know, they were like, Chase, put your helmet back on. They said it was a foul ball. So I put my helmet back up, back on my head, and I went up there ready to win the ball game.
Joe Ross squares off with Julio Teheran on Wednesday.